Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Continue here with the pimento cheese stuffed peppers.
Any interest? Love it. Yeah, I would do that. 100%. That's so a one flusher.
It says you can do the peppers, or you can do the pickled okra and stuff them with pimento.
I've never had okra. I can't comment on it.
It's amazing.
I've heard you got to cook it like 30 hours or whatever.
For that, yes.
Like
yes.
Rubbery. I'll stick with the peppers.
It's kind of like a brisket. One mistake.
Congressman from Louisiana is telling me.
Exactly
shaking
right.
His head no. Okay, I'll stick with the peppers.
Right, go with the peppers.
You had me with pimento, but peppers, no, I'm out.
Okay. Maybe you'll try this. Again, it's simple. It's called cheese slaw. Pimento cheese with your banana peppers, Swiss cheese, and tangy mayo.
I'm out. Totally out.
I see. I'm not a big banana peppers guy, but once you start dressing them up like that, I could eat that.
Yeah, the problem is the post haste. This has got Kenny's. This is the Kenny Bidet Award. I'm out.
What is it again?
It is the cheese slaw, pimento cheese, combined with banana peppers, Swiss cheese, and tangy mayo.
You know what, Kenny? Kind of like you with the cue, I would try this. I don't know if I'll like it, but I'll give it a try. It could go bad fast.
So this next dish, I didn't know anything about it, but it is apparently a Kentucky Derby dish. It is burgoo.
It's excellent.
I'm sorry.
Didn't know this.
It's what?
It's burgoo.
Think of it as Kentucky gumbo or Kentucky stew.
Chicken, pork, beef,
it's
and
really
vegetables.
Good. It just... Trust me.
It says a 3 hours. You just
burgoo.
Yeah, it's got a weird simmers. Name. But it's yeah, excellent. One flush.
I didn't know that this was actually a tradition for Kentucky Derby.
I thought it was the mint juleps.
Well, I'll get to that in a second. I will
so
get to that.
It's chicken. So it's just
chicken,
gumbo.
Pork, beef, vegetables. Yes, it's gumbo. Put everything together.
Why not just call it gumbo? Look, man, they're Kentucky. Leave them alone. They don't have a lot.
Does that sound good to you, Kenny?
I'll come up with a better.
Yeah, definitely.
Kenny, it's excellent.
Yeah. That's
seriously.
A one or a two for me. Yeah. Absolutely.
Call it K-Stew. Burke. Okay.
Listen, it's historical down there. Okay. What am I going to tell them?
Okay.
Well, you're from Louisiana. Remoulade. Just call it stupid sauce. I mean, people name things crazy things. What do you want? It's
jambalaya.
Stupid sauce.
You know what I mean. I just, please.
Okay.
Keep it going.
Okay. All right. So you mentioned...
Don't make me cast a spell on you.
You mentioned the mint juleps. Yes, that is a staple. I want to give you some twist on the mint julep.
Yeah.
The mint julep sweet tea.
Yes.
Okay, listen. Here's the deal.
Yes. Yes. No,
okay, I'll leave it to the booze hound. Go ahead. I just had a word about mint juleps, but you go first.
No, that sounds delicious. That's
okay. Do you want me to say this about the juleps now or later? Okay, you can have
go
one
ahead
of them.
Now.
You can have one of them. And they're nice. They're delicious. But they're way too sweet. So you're better off making them at home where they don't charge you $18 a shot. Have one. They're tasty. Down there, Wilford Brimley's serving them. Diabetes, diabetes, diabetes. Mm-hmm. They're gross. So no one who goes to the Derby actually drinks these things. You're much better off.
First-timers.
Yeah, because like I said, it's diabetes. You'll get cold hands by the fourth race. You won't be able to bet anything.
Got the sugars.
It's a problem.
Well, let me give you one more twist and maybe you'll try and like this one, Mike. It is called the Kentucky Mule.
Yes, it's excellent.
Yeah, the cross between the Moscow Mule and the mint julep.
Yeah, they used the bourbon instead. It's good.
That ginger one's beer good. And fresh lime juice.
It was in a copper cup.
Yeah, I mean, those will knock
you. You didn't know I knew that.
I knew you knew that.
But oftentimes with ones like those, you can only have one or two before it becomes
the
a little,
ginger
a
beer,
little much.
You'll have a volcano in your esophagus.
Exactly.
Problems.
I have a dish here for
Gabagoo?
You. Just for you, Rico. I've been mentioning pimento cheese. Well, here's another one with pimento cheese.
What is the thing with pimento cheese?
Oysters, Rockefeller.
Yeah, it's good.
No.
He don't do seafood. So
I know. I'm messing with him.
If Oysters, you want Rockefeller is not seafood.
If you want the best.
Just so you know, Mike.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're fine. It's okay. I know it's not your thing. The pimento cheese thing. I'll tell you this right now, David. It's not at Churchill Downs.
Yes.
It's just outside of Lexington in Versailles, a place called Wallace Station. They do a pulled pork and pimento sandwich. You eat on a picnic table. You're in the middle of Bumpkinville, horse country. Fabulous.
Oh, my Lord.
You can have half of it. You can't eat the whole thing.
Okay.
Otherwise,
okay.
You better carve a hole
what
in the seat of your car,
like the gingham,
if you know what I mean.
Red and white checkerboard tables.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But don't eat the whole thing.
More pimento cheese for you, Rico.
You'll be bleeping in a horse field to eat the whole thing of that.
The pimento cheese grits.
I'm out. Grits.
Just cheesy grits.
I don't like grits.
I don't do grits either.
You don't?
No. I do grits.
What?
I would do grits before I do the other one.
Oh, the oysters?
Yeah.
Like, that's Rico's hell in the afterlife, is being force-fed seafood.
You do realize that's not seafood, right?
Oysters Rockefeller?
Oh, no, I'm thinking Rocky Mountain. Never mind.
Yeah,
never
you're
mind.
Thinking of buffalo nuts.
I was like, what? Different.
Right, okay, never mind.
What did you mean?
Neither one.
He said it the first time, like, oh, maybe he just means because it's cooked and it's...
No.
I got you.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I ain't messing with those either.
No, I'm not a grits person. No, I've never liked grits. It tastes like dirt, no matter how you cook it.
Oh, my wife's grits are amazing.
Okay, well, you
know. Yeah, we know. You got four kids.
That did not sound right.
David, do you use butter or sugar?
Oh, my gosh. That was horrible. I'm so... That
butter or sugar,
not...
David?
Sugar. Oh, my Lord. What did I just do?
And immediately all your wife's friends right now. That group chat's going to be live.
Amazing grits. Very tasty, though. They're very tasty, so I know. He's got four kids.
And then one more for you, Kenny. It is the blackberry mint julep.
Just say yes to it.
I mean, yeah, but it's like all the other ones. I'll only have one.
You can have one. Yeah. That's it. Kenny, the best thing you could do if you're at the Derby, just enjoy a beer.
I was about to say,
just
what relax. Do you, so what do you, like, beer? That's it? Just
okay. Yeah, something you can sip on long term.
But see, the difference for me is, like, when I go and I'm gambling, you don't mix drinking and gambling. That's out the window.
Because
I'm there to play.
Because the Derby seems so fancy with the hats and all of that, I would just assume it was wine. Would be like the
There are plenty of people knocking out, you know, a little Riesling or whatever. That ain't my deal.
I mean, beer is the one that when they run the porta potties. That I would think that's
your
beer.
You're really locked in on what the Preakness used to do. You're really into this.
Well, yeah, you showed me. I was just like, that is wow, that is real. And they're throwing cans at them.
Real quick, some of the dishes that you will see at the actual Derby this year will be the grilled beef tips with Kentucky peppercorn sauce.
Yes.
You have the pan roasted chicken breast. You can get the grilled corn and tomato salad.
That's disgusting.
Okay, you know what, David? I want to end it with this. Mike, when you go, what is your go-to meal? Like when you're driving or you're flying there, you're like, you know what? Before we leave, we have to have this.
If I'm going to Keeneland, it's Wallace Station. Like it's an experience.
The meal. What's the meal?
The pimento pulled pork sandwich, and you split it with somebody you like. Churchill Downs, it's not even, like, it depends where you are. Churchill's weird. It's like, think of if Ford Field had like twice as many different seating options. There's a zillion different areas that serve a zillion different things. It all depends what area of the track you're in.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know if it was like that one thing. You're like, hey, before we leave, I gotta have this.
No, I promise you. No, like there's a place in Louisville I generally like. It's called Doc Crow's. Mm-hmm. I like that place a lot. But no, there's nothing at the track where you're like, no. So I ain't leaving.
So there's no melting moment sandwich.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
No.
That is your Kentucky Derby menu option.
How about them grits?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.